This is the Jace Edwards Radio Program Mornings, and a good morning. We have got her on the line. A new show, it just premiered last night on MTV, A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila. Tila, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. How are you?
Doing good. Good morning, girl. I hope we're not getting you up too early. Are you back east or are you over on the west side?
Am I what?
Are you back east over on that side or over on this side of the country?
Yeah, I'm still on the east right now.
Oh, okay. So it's almost 10 o'clock over there.
Well, anything before noon is like really early to me.
Well, yeah, I got a glimpse of the show, the first episode last night on MTV. Congratulations. I got to see some. And I got to say, awesome. You have got a hard choice to make here.
Yeah, it's hard being me. People think it's, oh, you're so lucky. Like, no, it's actually really hard.
And of course, everybody knows Tila Tequila from MySpace, myspace.com. Mm-hmm. And is it / Tila Tequila? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you can find me on MySpace, / Tila Tequila, or my website, tilashotspot.com. I'm all over the internet.
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. Well, now, okay, this concept, this show, you guys came up with this. You've got men and you've got women, straight men, lesbian women, okay?
Yeah.
You put them all together, you're going to weed through all of them and make a decision. Are you choosing one man and one woman, or are you just going to say, you know what, I'll decide which way I'm going to swing?
Yeah, the purpose of the whole show is for me to figure out at the end of the day if it's just, do I want to be with a guy or a girl? Because I don't want to keep going back and forth. See, all the guys on the show are representing for every guy out there in the world.
Well, I'm so glad they could. Wow. I'm so glad they could represent me too.
Now my question is that you've got 16 lesbians with you, right? And I'm just saying that just because that's what it said in the press release, but do any of them swing the other way as well?
Yeah, there are a lot of, like, straight-on lesbians, but then there are a few bisexuals.
Ah.
I have to wonder, what's keeping all these girls from just ending up with each
later,
other?
You know. Yeah. I thought they were lesbians. Ah.
So, that's actually a good point, Tank. Now, did you notice that any fraternizing between your contestants, between the men and the women?
That's what I was worried about, too, because I'm like, okay, they're all going to live in my house in the same bedroom. I'm like, all right, so who's going to hook up with who? Because, you know, you don't usually have to worry about that. But now it's like, this is weird because there's a bunch of guys, and you know what guys are.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of hot girls. And not only do I have to worry about them hooking up with each other, the girls, the lesbians, but maybe some of them are bisexual and they're going to hook up with the guys too.
Oh, that's right, because the girls have, it's like a smorgasbord for them.
Exactly.
It's like I got women to the right and there's men over there. And
quite frankly, I hate being like this, Tila, but if I was on the show, I might give up because I know everyone's going after you. Like, look at these other chicks over here that no one's paying attention to. Hey, ladies.
Yeah, it's really hard. I mean, it's very, you know, it's a lot to handle.
Now, how many of the episodes have you guys shot already?
Actually, we're done now.
So you can't tell us any of the trade secrets, of course. The first episode aired last night. We got the next episode coming up here next week. In that next episode, is there anything you can kind of give us a glimpse on that, you know, so we can have a heads up? Like, is there any personalities that we can watch that are gonna be like the breakaway personalities? Like, I remember watching the Bret Michaels Rock of Love thing, which I gotta say, at the end when he said, "Could both of you be my girlfriend?" Dude, that was a cool move, but he should have stood up and had a little more aggression in his voice because he said it very timidly, you know. But there was a couple of really just breakout characters in that thing. I can't remember the chick's name, but I remember her dad was real powerful and she was lying and doing all this other stuff. Is there anybody like that in your cast?
There are so many. I mean, the
really?
Guys and girls, the fact that they have to compete against each other now, they really step it up. So that makes it even harder because I'm like, okay, who is real like that and who's just, you know, doing this for show? It's just crazy. And as you can see in the last night's previews, everyone's crying, including myself. It's really weird. I'm like, why am I crying?
Exactly. Now, out of all of them, how many of them did you get some little makeout session with? Yeah. Oh, did we?
No.
Oh, wow.
I mean, come on.
Okay, just tell me, guys, girls, which one was the best kisser?
Wow. I mean,
That's a hard one, huh?
It just depends on the person. There are a lot of good kissers, but there is also a lot of, like, ew, what the hell was that? Get out of my house, but now.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, Tila, we wish you the best of luck in this, and we're going to be watching next week. It's on at 10 o'clock. That's Eastern time, right? Okay, and that's on MTV. Okay, and A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila. Thank you so much for joining us and being on the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Bye, guys.
We'll talk to you soon.